So, welcome to our month of taking charge through the power of worship and praise. So it's a worship month. It is a praise month. And being the Blessing Sunday, in fact, I forgot about that one, which is also the final. Being the Blessing Sunday of the month of June, we speak on the blessing of worship and praise. The blessing of worship and praise. Psalm 67, verse 3, all the way to verse 7. It said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say a loud amen. Our objective is to understand how worship and praise blesses our lives. We have confirmation from scripture, from this passage, that worship is a weapon, a tool for the blessing of the righteous. It's a weapon. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. God shall bless us. There is a connection between your praise, a connection between your worship and your blessing. Meaning is, you can't be a genuine worshiper and not end in the blessing. You can't be a genuine praiser and not be visibly blessed. Now, what blessing does worship offer? What blessing does praise offer? Number one is the possession of the presence of God. The possession of the presence of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13 and in verse 14, the Bible said, it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That the house was filled, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord. Just move to the next verse. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord, which is actually the presence of the Lord, had filled the house at the frequency of praise and worship. We are familiar with the scripture of Psalm 22 and in verse 3, where he said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Human beings live in houses. God lives in worship. O thou that dwells, thou that lives in the praises, in the worship of your people. So worshippers carry God. They carry the presence of God. Now, that sounds like a regular statement until you know the implication of what it means to carry God. What's the implication? The possession of God, to possess God and His presence, is to possess all that God owns. Or rather, to have access that to all that God owns. The man who possesses God or possesses the presence of God has access to all that God owns. That was the mystery of the Levites. The Levites, the priests in Israel, they were the worshippers. They were the singers. They were the instrumentalists. The priests, the Levites. They were the carriers of the ark. The ark was a symbol of God's presence. You know what God told Moses concerning them? In Numbers chapter 18 verse 20, God said, "And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land. Neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am your part. I am your inheritance among the children of Israel. While they are dividing land for them, I give you myself. I give you myself." Other people are sharing land. Don't touch their land. Carry me. Such that the only thing you can't have is what I don't have. That is the blessing of true worship. These people were the carriers of the ark. These people were the instrumentalists. They were the singers. Instrumentalists and singers. Do it well. Do it with understanding. Repeated that in Ezekiel chapter 44 and in verse 28. "And it shall be unto them for an inheritance. For I am their inheritance. And you shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession." That is God speaking concerning the priests. Someone who is about to possess God, say aloud, amen. So please be conscious of this fact. But when you are in worship, genuine, authentic worship, you connect, you possess God's presence. And then it means you have access to all that God has. Number two, blessing of worship is the multiplication rather do it this way is the release of increase and the multiplication of provision. The release of increase and the multiplication of provision. That was where we read in Psalm 67, verse 3 to 5, where we read, 3 to 7, where we read, where he said, "Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Or let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us." God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. What is the meaning of that? Your worship places a mandate on the earth to release for you your increase. Your praise places a mandate on the earth to release for you your increase. You know how bank accounts have mandate. What's the mandate? This person is so is signatory not A or B signatory or a combination of two of them. Your praise is your signature, enabling you to make demands on what is packaged in on the earth for you. Again, your praise is your signature, the signature with which you make withdrawals on the resources your maker put in the earth for you. You made the withdrawals. That is why it is possible to be stranded. What movement is there? It's possible to be stranded resources wise where praise is not flowing. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Say it loud and say, Father. Loud must say, Father, I receive the resources packaged on the earth for me by the power of my praise. Hallelujah. Please understand that the day you run out of praise, you can begin to run out of supplies. When you begin to run out of worship, you begin to run out of increase. When you begin to run out of praise, run out of worship, you begin to run out of increase. Life must be dry for the non-praiser. Said in Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how O ye vine dressers, for the wheat, for the valley, because the harvest of the field is perished, the vine is dried up, everything dries, because joy or praise or worship dried up. So this month, get ready for increase. That amen can be better. I said, this month, get ready for increase. This month, get ready for increase. This month, get ready to practically connect the presence of God. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. The season of dryness in your life is gone forever. What is the blessing of worship and praise? Number three is the breaking of chains and the opening of doors. These are blessings. Chains break, doors open. That was what we saw in the life of Paul and Silas in the prison. In Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25. And at midnight, 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. All doors open. All doors open. The doors of life bow for the key of praise. All doors of life bow for the key of praise and worship. All doors were opened. Not some doors. Doors of light, doors of revelation, doors of insight. Marital doors, doors of the womb. Doors to the nations. all doors were opened because they prayed. The chains were broken. The chains that held your hands from receiving what is yours. The chains that held your feet from stepping into your destiny. And the doors that closed you in, all doors were opened. That's a blessing of praise. There are people seated here this morning. All doors around your life shall be opening right now. Can you say a louder amen? Can you say a louder amen? Can you say a louder amen? Can you shout the loudest amen? Lift your hands and shout, doors are opening for me. All doors are opening this month. Say, all doors are opening. Say, no door around my life this month is permitted to be closed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like you to praise with this understanding. Number four is access to wisdom and inspiration. Access to divine wisdom and inspiration. It's important to note that there is a connection between wisdom and worship. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 32, we saw an account concerning Solomon, where the Bible said he spake 3,000 proverbs, that is wisdom, and his songs were 1,005, that is worship. We see worship and wisdom going hand in glove. We see praise and inspiration going hand in hand. I'm sure you remember when Elisha needed inspiration, they asked for a minstrel in 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. Now, what does that mean to you? Worship brings wisdom. Wisdom brings wealth. That's right. That's a straight line equation. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 23 and in verse 24. Sorry, 1 Kings 10. 1 Kings 10, 23 and 24. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought everyone their gifts, their presents. I thought you would naturally read to verse 25 that I've started reading. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and garments, and an armor, and spices, horses, and mules. They read year by year. Your worship brings your wisdom. Your wisdom can cause you to walk into your wealth. One idea from God can turn you to a billionaire. One idea from God can turn you into a financial wonder to your generation. And I am here to announce to somebody in this month. See, there are things we do that we just do mechanically. If you understand the revelation behind things, you will see results that will amaze you. There is a revelation coming your way now that your worship and your praise is not just to make you feel good in church. That there is a wisdom dimension. There is an inspiration connection. And that this inspiration can turn you to a wonder. And I decree, I announce today, somebody is about to be turned into a practical wonder. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. Thank you, Master. Number five, which we find out today, is existence What blessing does praise and worship give? Number one, is existence in the climate of favor and acceptance or acceptability. The climate of favor and acceptability. Your worship creates around your life a climate. That climate is a climate of favor. That climate is a climate of acceptance, acceptability. Because we are talking about the presence of God that flows in worship. And the presence of God brings favor natural. You see, Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Keep going. And his servant, his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in his sight. Praise brings worship. His presence brings favor. In verse 21, we also see the favor. And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The presence of God is equal to favor. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, the Bible said, and they were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. It's not just about the singing. It's about the climate. We go everywhere in the world. We are easily, effortlessly likable. Effortlessly. White, black, every color. There is just something about you that people feel like, who are you? There's something about you. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It's a climate. It's a climate you carry. The only people who will not like you are people who carry devils inside them. So what you carry, the devils react inside them. The demons in them react. Hallelujah. And of course, like we said at the video, favor attracts into your life the resources needed for your destiny. It attracts. It pulls into. When we say resources, we're talking about human resources. That is people. We're talking of financial resources. Pulls into your life. It's a new day for somebody. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud but say amen. I tell you, the blessing includes first the possession of his presence. Number two is the release of increase and multiplication of provision. Number three is the breaking of chains and the opening of doors. Number four is access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Number five is existence in the climate of favor and acceptability. I want to give two keys to accessing the blessing of worship and praise. Accessing the blessing of worship and praise. In the book of John chapter 4 and in verse 23 and in verse 24. He said, but the hour cometh and now is when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. The Father seeketh such to worship him. So what are the keys? Number one, worship the Lord in the spirit. Not in the flesh. Let it go beyond a fleshly display. Worship the Lord from the depth of who you are. Let it be real. Praise Him. Second, worship the Lord in truth. The truth is the word. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Worship Him in the truth. Worship Him in the light of the word. The truth also means sincerity. Let these two, let's be armed with these two keys. Worshipping the truth will include worshipping Him in the beauty of His holiness, according to Psalm 29 and in verse 2. Hallelujah. Father, we give You the praise. Would you lift up your hands and appreciate Him one moment? Appreciate Him one moment. Father, we worship You. Can you stand up on your feet everywhere you are? Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Lift your hands and thank Him. Your voice. Thank Him. Father, thank You. Father, thank You. Father, thank You. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice, your hands and your voice and say after me, say, Father, thank You for this moment. I give You the praise for Your goodness and Your mercies in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
thank You,
thank You
for the privilege,
for the privilege
of knowing You,
of knowing You,
for the privilege,
for the privilege
of worship,
of worship
in spirit,
in spirit
and, in truth.
And in truth.
I receive the grace
to
worship You
worship
in spirit
and in truth,
O oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and shift to God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Can somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise?